There are moments in time when all of a sudden something happens. And from that moment on, things are different and everything changes. There are many examples of this, far more than I could call attention to this morning. It's hard to just pick one, but I'll give it a go. Many years ago, back in the day, as they like to say, when I was a student at Fried Hardeman College at that time, like many other students, when Friday afternoon rolled around, I would pile all my dirty laundry in the car and head home for the weekend. But one weekend in the fall of 1981, I decided not to do what I normally did on the weekends. Instead of coming home, I decided to stay on campus. I'm pretty sure, as I think back about it, that it was for the purpose of studying. I studied in college. I graduated with a 3.5 or better GPA, so I studied. Anyway, after studying all day Saturday, that's my story, and I'm going to stick with it, a friend of mine and I decided to go to what we called, or what was known at the time, as the SAC, which stood for Student Activities Center. The equivalent of that would be the Curris Center at MSU, although the SAC was not nearly as nice. It was basically a metal building with a few ping pong tables, I think a pool table or two, and a lot of folding tables and chairs sprinkled throughout the building that you could sit down at and play cards at, or board games, or just sit and talk. Anyway, my friend and I were sitting at one of the tables, I think playing chess at the time, when my eye caught a beautiful young woman playing ping pong. And I noticed that she was playing it poorly, because the ping pong ball kept bouncing off the table and coming over close to the table where my friend and I were playing chess. And on one of those times, when she walked over to get the errant ping pong ball, our eyes met. And she had the biggest eyes that I had ever seen. And from that moment on, my life changed. Not long after that, we had our first date. By December of 82, we were engaged. And in August of 83, we were married. And in July of 84, we moved here. And you know the rest of that story. Everything changed in my life that fall weekend in 1981, when I went to the Student Activity Center and met the woman who would become my partner for life. Now, that was a powerful moment for me. It changed my life. But that moment really didn't change most of you. Most of you didn't even know anything about it until probably I had the opportunity to share it with you here some other time. But nearly 2,000 years ago, an event happened which was powerful enough, so powerful, in fact, that it changed things for every one of us gathered here this morning. We've assembled here this morning largely because of this event that happened nearly 2,000 years ago. Luke records these words in regards to this event. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." The resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything. When Jesus walked out of that tomb on that Sunday morning after Passover nearly 2,000 years ago, everything changed. Because Jesus died and rose again, my sin is not fatal. Scripture very clearly says the wages of sin is death. I deserve to die. My sins and your sins make us worthy of the wages we deserve, death. But because Jesus died and rose again, our sins are not fatal. He paid the debt that we could not pay. He paid the price for our sins. Amen. That changes everything. Because Jesus died and rose again, my life is not futile. Because my life is now intersected with the story of God, which is centered on Christ and His death and His resurrection, I now have a life that is bigger than anything else this world has to offer. I'm now part of what God is doing to make right what went wrong in the garden. My life has meaning. It has purpose. I am part of a story that God is authoring and writing. Because He died and rose again, my death is not final. This body and your body will one day die. And no matter how much embalming fluid is put in our body, eventually the body will decay and return to dust from whence it was made. But that is not the end. Because Jesus died and rose again, that inevitable moment in time when I am no longer here is not final. Because Jesus rose from the grave, we believe that we too will one day be raised to live again with a resurrected body forever in the new heavens and the new earth. Folks, I cannot say those words in any way that is eloquent enough to make them make sense. And there's a reason for that. Our faith in the events that took place on the cross and in the events that took place in that tomb are madness. They don't make sense. Jesus died on a cross. That doesn't make sense. That was God's answer for what was wrong with us? To put His Son on a cross and let Him die? To believe that 3 days later He walked out of a tomb on His own power, having been raised from dead? I am not smart enough to say that in a way that you will be convicted to believe it. It's either you believe it from the power and the genuineness of the story or you don't. I can't do anything to spice that up. I can't do anything to make that any more believable. I can't do anything but tell you that nearly 2,000 years ago, on the Sunday after Passover, Jesus, who 3 days before died, walked out of that tomb alive. I believe that. And I'm building my life on that truth. The resurrection of Jesus changes everything. We sing a song that speaks to that reality. You'll recognize the words of it, many of you. God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. One day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. But then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, life is worth the living, just because He lives. We take time to remember the death and sacrifice of Jesus. But the good news is we serve a risen Lord, one who walked out of that tomb under His own power, victorious over death, victorious over the one who sought to destroy Him and us. And now, because He is risen, we can face tomorrow no matter what it brings. Because He is risen, we have nothing to fear. Because He is risen, life is worth living. Because He is living, we have the promise that one day we too will rise from the grave to live with Him and the redeemed forever in the new heavens and the new earth. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, the power of sin is law, but thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is risen. He is risen. Come on. He is risen. He is risen indeed. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.